sir.
Why have you come here?
I have come here to become the greatest.
The greatest? What?
I haven't really decided yet.
Very well. If you wish to become the greatest, you must pass the tests.
Okay, I'll give it a shot. What's the first test?
You must speak a certain combination of words without erupting into childish laughter.
I think I can probably do that. What words?
You must speak aloud at the top of your lungs.
First test for second greatest.
You may be right. I may be crazy. No, but it just may be a lunatic you're looking for. Turn out the lights. Don't try to save me. You may be wrong for all I know, but you may be right.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Plausible Audible Pauses. Just a couple of things I want to get off my chest. The real draw with video game films is that it can make celebrities seem accessible to us nerds. Angelina Jolie cosplaying as Lara Croft, who wouldn't want that? Unfortunately, as is the case with a lot of cosplayers, the illusion is broken the second they open their mouths.
You know, somehow it would make sense to me if Morgan Freeman were actually God. I mean, if you've seen Bruce Almighty, you know what I'm talking about. The Old Testament God? Maybe that role was filled by Samuel L. Jackson.
That's it! I have had it with these motherfucking mortals on my motherfucking plane!
Sir, there's no planes in this time.
Plane of existence, nigga! Keep up!
When I go to any kind of grocery store, department store, or anything, basically anytime I use one of those little machines for my debit card, I always get confused whenever I see that message pop up, is this amount okay? Followed by whatever I'm supposed to pay for whatever it is I'm buying at the time. I think to myself sometimes, no, can't it be a little less? Maybe we could work this out, little machine. I'll break you off a few stags, come on, give a guy a break! A correction for my I Hate Certain Animes rant, lead from Elvin Lead, spelled L-I-E-D, is not pronounced lied, so that joke apparently doesn't work. But still, technically, that makes me right. Nothing to do with lying. If you want to get really technical, a lie by omission is still a lie. What did they omit? That particular pronunciation and meaning of the word lied, huh? Huh? See what I did there? Noodle that one for a while. Hey look, another topic! Did you ever watch Iron Chef? I mean, the original Iron Chef on the Food Network, the Japanese one with all the pomp and circumstance and hovering up out of the ground and dramatic speeches. Wasn't that stuff fun? You could only kinda tell what was really going on. A guy would yell, "Haku-san!" Someone would add something, there would be some kind of explanation from it, the judges would laugh, and ultimately the Iron Chefs would almost never lose. And then that show got canceled and Iron Chef America came, with its quote-unquote chefs, aka douchebags who have a show on their network and as such get spots as Iron Chefs. And just for a minute, I'm gonna get into one of the main things that pissed me off about the Iron Chef culture swap. The secret ingredients. In the Japanese version, it was almost always something like giant devil crab of the frozen Hokkaido mountains. In Iron Chef America, it's never quite so epic. The secret ingredient is... ground beef!
Oh my god, look! The Iron Chef, he's taking some of the ground beef and he's shaping it! He's shaping it into something! It's round, it's flat, it looks like a meat patty!
It looks like a patty of meat!
That's amazing! Oh, and what is he doing? He seems to be
taking something and putting it on top of the meat patty! What is that?
I'm being told that the ingredient the Iron Chef has just put on the meat patty, which he has called a burger, is some variety of cheese. I believe it is American.
American cheese on a meat patty. A burger, he said? It's like some sort of hamburger.
No, no. It's a hamburger with cheese.
A cheeseburger.
Oh my God, what amazing talent on the part of the Iron Chef.
That's all for today's Plausible Audible Pause. Next time, 5 songs that make me want to gouge out my ears with a corkscrew. Here's a preview.
It goes good on broccoli too!